Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 51 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 48 degrees.
KARUH.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I'll be right there, Anthony. Hold up.
Sounds good. I'll be standing by.
Good morning. Having trouble with a Windows Surface Pro that I have. Logging into my Outlook account. I was sitting here and I kept trying to log in and it kept just flashing at me weird. So anyhow, I had to get it off my lap and start driving anyhow. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing pretty good other than now I got a cold, so my voice is really bad.
You know, a lot of people seem to get those transitional when it starts to warm up or, you know, I've seen that before. I don't know what it is. It's because you're running around more and in more places. I don't know. It's what do they call it, a spring cold or something like that. Anyhow, it's supposed to be nice today, get up to 71. And I think it's in the 40s right now, but I think the low after it warms up is tonight is only going to be down in the 50s, so hoo-hoo, it's here.
Yep, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I woke up Friday morning with a sore throat. I've been avoiding it for a couple weeks. My daughter had it, then my wife had it, and now I do. So give it a couple days. I'm sure I'll be fine. But yeah, this weather is a nice break. It's pretty good.
Well, we are approaching the middle of March, so you know we're going to be seeing more and more of this. We're on the cusp of spring, so I don't know. Comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb, or is it comes in like a lamb, goes out like a lion? I can't remember.
Yeah, either way, I'm sure we'll, I think it's supposed to cool back down next weekend, and there's a chance of snow, so. But usually when it's like that this time of year, it's quick. It'll snow and it'll melt by the afternoon, so, you know, just take it for what it is, and hopefully we'll have more days like today's and cold and snowy.
Yeah, well, this Saturday I was in the parking lot at what used to be the Universal Mall there. I don't know what they call it now. They converted it from a mall to still a bunch of shopping. Where the Kroger's and the Target and all that is on 12 in the corner. In that parking lot, there was still three big mounds of snow at the end of some aisles. You know, where it probably had been piled up pretty damn high. It was just funny to, you know, still see three piles of snow. They weren't huge. I don't expect they're going to be here long. Today might be their last hurrah.
At ABS. Morning, Dakota. Yeah, those snow piles will last a while. It's sometimes surprising how long they'll last. Go ahead, Dakota.
Good morning, guys. I listened a little bit before I jumped out of the truck and grabbed my caffeine. Anthony, sorry you're feeling sick, bud. I just went through that fun, whatever the hell, spring cold. Sean, good morning.
Yeah, that's right. You had it, too. So, I don't know. It's a thing. I woke up this morning, felt a little weird, but I don't think I got anything coming on. All paranoid because you guys. Can you catch it over the radio? I don't think so.
I don't think you can. Yeah, well, luckily mine's just a little bit of congestion, a sore throat, and now a pretty gnarly cough. So I don't feel terrible. You know, it's just annoying. And I'm really hoping this annoyance goes away quickly, but I don't think it will. It's probably with me for at least a week.
Yeah, I'm just on the tail end of it here. I lingered for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. I got a little bit of congestion, but I was outside most of the weekend and in water and stuff, so I'm sure that played a part of it. But, there's no more sniffle colds anymore. Nasty garbage because people are so gross and it's all mutated. Everyone chews on antibiotics.
Sorry, I was putzing around with my clock. I have to set this car by hand. I look down and I says, wait a minute. It ain't 5:45.
You know what? Usually I have to set mine and this auto reset, which is interesting.
Well, all these damn cars now have 4G and report everything back to the big three, so they better at the very least, fix my clock.
Yeah, you would think in this day and age, you know, they all have satellite too, so even if you don't have a subscription to Sirius or whatever the heck, you think they can get the time to your car. But I don't know. I don't know if they have any partnership with them. Probably not. I think they do it all over all over the cell. Oh, man. Even if you don't subscribe, I think they can still get updates or something like that. I don't know. Because I've let the, you know, like OnStar or whatever the heck it is, I've let that expire on a few cars. But yet, I still, you know, get the automatic time update and all that stuff, and requests for firmware updates on the radios and stuff like that. So, which carrier are they using? Does anybody know for sure? You think it's cellular? Is that what you're saying with the 4G? Must be, right?
Yeah, I think it's over cellular. Hold on. Yeah, I think it's over cellular, and I actually was reading an article just the other day, Dakota, that was, there's a big push. People are going out and actively purchasing cars that are 20-plus years old because they don't want any of the technology that's in the new cars.
Listen, I'm 12 months away from that decision, and it's been in the back of my mind, trust me. I would love an old Southern pickup truck that doesn't have a single thing in it just because I'm sick of dealing with it. Like, I just spent 5 minutes trying to get my phone to reconnect to the radio because I got out and went and grabbed a Monster and jumped back in. It's just stupid, unnecessary. And Sean, my truck's AT&T. I'm pretty sure AT&T is in all of them. They have the largest IoT network, and I'm almost positive they've got a contract with most of the manufacturers.
Well, it makes me think. I have never thought about it until just now. But so you know, you get like firmware updates to your nav system and things like that, and everything else, and you know, your clock, you know, was what brought this up. So what happens if I don't, you know, get OnStar or whatever, you know, the Ford Connect or whatever the heck they call it? What if I don't pay for it? I don't want to, because I usually don't. Do I no longer get updates? So they must still keep it active in order to do that. But it begs the question: at what point do they say, you know, screw it, we're not monkeying with your car anymore? And you know, then you don't. I guess you know you have the car whatever state it was in when the last update was pushed. That by then they don't have the bugs worked out. That's pretty bad. But yeah. I wonder if there's a spot in the marketplace for a technology-less car. If that's a thing, you know, just have one really nice nav or you know a cell phone screen. You know, just jack your cell phone in, and this screen, it's completely independent. All it is a screen, and it you know, it's just you project your cell phone up onto it. No other technology in the vehicle. I'd be game for that.
Yeah, that would be nice. But, Sean, they'll always support your vehicle because having your vehicle connected to the Internet of Things, selling your data is worth more than what it costs them to push updates to your car. So it's a very low cost, and they'd rather have all your travel data and user data to sell off or utilize themselves before they would ever cut your vehicle off.
That's a fact. Like, mine tells me when service is due, it sends me emails when I need, you know, there's a recall, which I drive a Chevy, so those don't happen often. Just stupid stuff. It'll send me a monthly report of how many miles I drove. I mean, it's to the point where it's complete BS. Like, it's my, well, this one's not mine, but, you know, if I buy this truck outright, you have no right to track me, period, end of discussion, and they do, and in my opinion, it's an invasion of privacy that they know exactly how many miles I drive a week. They probably know exactly where I fill my truck up. Like, it's just, it's kind of messed up how much oversight they have on our vehicles because they can just track them at all times.
Well, it begs the question, you know, and I'm sure somebody will say, oh, well, you know, well, this, you know, and because I just never thought about it, but why do I care? You know, it's like that, I guess that's, I don't like it. I really don't. You know, I agree with you, but that, you know, I get to think it, you know, what am I worried about, or what do I care, you know, if they know this, this anonymous data about me? They don't know who I am. They don't know anything about me. They know that this particular vehicle is doing, you know, these many miles, or, you know, maybe, it's like Google when it sends you, like, you know, that little, if you got to opt in, I get it, but sends you that little thing where it shows where you've been. It's like, what the hell? But, now, if it were health information, you know, that there's a lot of stuff to be worried about there. You know, I get that. Anthony, you're probably going to correct me on this. You guys are younger and more on the ball. Let me eight of you.
Well, I'll throw my two cents in, but this will be my final. I'll switch over to the phone and I'll just listen. I got to get into the office. There's nothing to worry about until there's something to worry about. You know, like, I don't necessarily need the AI or a person tracking me or knowing where I am. And as long as it's used for good, it's fine until it's not. You know, it depends on who they're turning that data over to, who they're selling it to. It's data for the sake of data, and it's a bad thing. I'm sure Dakota knows even more about it than I do just from his interactions and his everyday job. But, it's not a good thing. I'll keep listening. I'll talk to you guys soon. This is KE8RUH. Have a good day, guys.
I'll catch you later, Anthony. And, yeah, like you said, you know, it's not a problem until it's a problem. And it's not to say that they're necessarily doing something with the data that could be harmful or we don't want. I mean, at the end of the day, there's just way too much data farming, and it's at our expense. Like, I'm paying for this vehicle, and I'm providing you with data that you're now selling to whomever and making an additional profit on top of it after paying $70,000 for a vehicle. Kiss my ass. The big concern is the data breach, where that falls into the wrong hands, or God forbid my driving habits land in the hands of the corrupt world that is insurance, and then they start adjusting rates according to the reporting from the vehicle, which currently you can opt out of with most insurance providers. You know, that stupid thing you got to plug in and a safe driving bonus. Yeah, I'm not telling you how I drive. I'm not an unsafe driver, but I just don't want to report it because that's all stuff that, you know, God forbid I do 90 one day. It can all be used against me on my insurance at some point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree there, and you know, I should have thought of that because I understand why this stuff is important with regards to, like, medical information. And, that would make sense, too. Same thing, insurance, you know. So I don't know what they're collecting. That's another problem. You don't completely know what they're collecting, I would guess. Somebody does. Somebody must. I suppose you could look it up and figure it out, find out. But, you know, what information am I given? And, I can see where, you know, in a situation, you know, I mean, this is crazy, but in a warfare situation, you know, knowing where my vehicle is, being able to figure out where my vehicle is. Of course, you know, if I were worried about it like that, you know, I would just take some cutters to my to that shark fin antenna up on the roof there. I would hope that would get rid of most of it. Look at that, out here again. We got people pulled over. This is the second or third trip into work where there's been, they've got 16 Mile Road lit up somewhere near Grosbeck. I wonder if they're just on an enforcement kick or something. But I digress. Now, as far as, you know, the data being used against you, that's a real world one, like I said, the insurance that I can relate to, and you know, but something that's more nefarious, like, you know, in a tracking in a warfare or something like that, you can just disable the whole thing, right? this guy, God darn it, I'm kind of like not thinking here because I got an idiot in front of me I'm trying to get around. Anyhow, just did.
Yeah, here's the biggest thing about data farming, right? When we don't know what they're collecting, but they're collecting all of it, they're sitting on that mountain of data until a buyer comes forward and says, I want this information from you for this much money. That's the part that I don't like, and that's what I do day to day, is making sure our data is secured and not being leaked anywhere, from my small world. But on a grand scale, when you've got millions of new vehicles on the road every year, think about how many reports that is from each vehicle each day of driving habits and miles and locations and trends. And I mean, the list goes on, and you have no idea what it's being used for. So that's the problem I have with it, but agreed. In a scenario where, you know, you're that worried about it, you got a lot of other things to deal with too, like your cell phone that's constantly tracking.
Oh, yeah, the cell phone is a real bugger when it comes to that. You know, and then what's the alternative, you know? I mean, we as ham radio operators have alternatives. But, you know, what does the average person have as an alternative? If there was some real, you know, risk to running your cell phone, what would you do? So, that's where ham radio to the rescue, right?
And even then, that's just such an easy way to get compromised, because you can just scan and pick it up. It's not encrypted, and if you do encrypt it, I mean, technically you're not supposed to, but you can still pinpoint where the signal's coming from.
K-E-H-W-O-J. And here's Rick. He's going to figure it all out for us. But, yep. It's, I just bought a device about a Kraken. I don't know if you've seen that, the Kraken SDR. So I'm going to be deploying that real soon. We'll find out just how quickly somebody can pinpoint you with the Kraken. Rick, go ahead. I think you've probably heard, it's just Dakota and I this morning. Anthony checked out a few minutes ago. W8FU.
Good morning, fellas. And yeah, I just came up for, had a little bit of smoky link sausage there for breakfast and came up for my cigar and heard you guys. And yeah, I did the same thing a little while ago. There's a site called drugs.com, and they put out an app on your prescription drugs, and it was a free app kind of thing. And it was basically an encyclopedia. It was a fantastic, awesome app, and it was free. And then all of a sudden, I used it for years. It told you if you were going to have interactions with something that was being prescribed and blah, blah, blah. And I loved it. And then I got an email from them not too long ago saying that they were going to start sharing our prescription info with the OEMs, the pharmaceutical companies, so they could better market to us. As if I can write my own prescriptions, you know, I mean, market to doctors, but they've got walls in the way anyway, but, so I dumped them immediately there, but, data seems to be, data mining seems to be the thing these days. Dakota, go ahead.
There's no getting away from it, unfortunately, unless you're a mountain man and you don't have any technology. Like I was telling Sean, I don't know if you heard, you know, you don't know what they're farming or why, but they're doing it, and eventually someone's going to come forward and want to buy that data for something, and that's the scary part, is the unknown. But, you know, I do my best. I'm not prepper mentality crazy about my digital footprint. There's no way around it, right? I'm a tech guy. I play with everything that's connected to the internet. But I don't go out of my way to put information on the internet, especially social media. Like, I don't know, Sean, I'm friends with you on Facebook. I don't think I'm friends with you, Rick, but you'll never see a picture of my family on there, none of that crap. You don't know where I live. I do my best to stay low profile, but there's just no way around it. Your phone's pinging constantly.
Check me out for a round. I'm at the Starbucks.
Okay, we hope you get a pretty barista. And, I know what you mean. I've stayed away from almost all social media, but you really can't stay away from all of it. I did join a forum that was a 24-hour campfire. It's like, this was a while ago, it was like 50,000 sportsmen, you know, hunters, fishermen, campers, ranch owners, you know, kind of thing, and the Michigan sportsmen, what else? There was an art site. For a while there, I was handicapped there, and I couldn't get around, and started doing these fractal artwork kind of thing, but, you know, it's basically just a social media kind of thing, but, you really can't stay away from them, like you said, unless you're a mountain man, and I'm way past that. Well, that was always something I wanted to do, but I can't do it anymore. It's too much work.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of that lifestyle. Not to say I'm not trying, but, pick up the issue very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Even as a little bitty kid there, was dreaming about a cabin, log cabin in the middle of nowhere in Alaska kind of thing. I really don't know where it came from because none of my family was like that. But and that thing is that like dream or whatever stayed most of my life. And by the way, you know, I came into this world with nothing, and after 72 years, I've done a pretty good job at keeping all that nothing. KAWOJ.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
At ACDF. While I was in the phone app, I noticed I had an email come in I wanted to check, and so I was half-tuned out there, but where the heck were we? So give me a sec to get back in rotation here on my final approach. Who gets it next?
Me, but go ahead, Dakota.
Yeah, I'm just making my way here, just made it through the mud, that one spot. Well, I got to check my antenna on this truck. It just seems like I got more static than usual. I don't know how I'm sounding, but receive's been kind of crappy since I got in it. See if I got it here. So I have a question unrelated to the previous discussion. I've got a tablet here, and I've got, I'm trying to get to my Outlook account, and it's been doing this on this one particular tablet a few times. Doesn't matter which browser I use, but when I try to get the Outlook, it just hits and like kind of like keeps flashing in the address bar like it's trying to go somewhere, and it just sits and it keeps like doing that and never loads the page, and just with Outlook, I'm just wondering if anybody deals with Outlook and if they've ever seen something like that. Is it your personal tablet? It's a non-managed work. It's a work computer, but it's non-managed. We bought these so we'd have a couple of off-network devices that have touch screens. And it's my ARPSC Hotmail account or Outlook account. So, I mean, yes and no. Does it work if you download the Outlook app? If it doesn't work there, then it tells me that it's some sort of network issue. And if it does work there, something with the browser. All right. Sorry, Rick. Don't mean to jump you here, but I'll do that. I didn't realize there was an Outlook app. I always ran it out of the browsers. So
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'll try it again when I get to work here. I'll get on the work Wi-Fi and I'll try it again. But Wally played with my code plug for this radio I'm talking on now, and just I left for work, I thought I'd dump it in. But I couldn't get to my Outlook to download it. So anyhow. All right, I'll give that a try. Rick?
Hey, it's never a problem there. You don't have to worry about it. The best way to get to the bottom of the answer is the two of you go at it kind of thing. But I dumped Outlook a long time ago for the same kind of reasons. It seemed like it was always issues. Weird scripts going out of control and things happening that just don't happen anywhere else kind of thing. So I got away from it a long time ago. So I couldn't help you out with that one anyway. Go ahead.
KEAVFI. Morning, Greg. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Monday, I think. Yay. Looks like it's going to be sunny and warm. I like it. Might go to a park. We'll see. Wasn't planning on it, but it's going to be nice. I'll probably get the itch. Sean, when it gets to your turn, I was curious more about this cracking SDR. I popped it up on my screen here. Looks interesting. Just wondering when you expect it and what your applications are and things like that. Dakota, go ahead.
Yeah, I've heard of a Kraken. I haven't really done too much research. I have a HackRF. It's okay. I think the board, I mean, mine's a clone, so I'm sure if I bought the actual HackRF board for like $400, I'd probably have better results, but I haven't been super impressed with the receive on it. But I have something similar where I can plug it into a computer and use SDR control and find all my whole bunch of crap, and it's got a bunch of different apps on it. But yeah, I'm intrigued about this Kraken.
Johnny, there, you on the phone?
I'm gonna back my car into the garage so I can work on the radio. But I was just backing up to the garage here. Gotta jump out and open the door. But yeah, the Kraken. We've wanted one here for work. That's what I bought it for, and I've got it. It's in, and it's sitting on the bench. We just got to get the Pi configured for it and get it all ready to go. There's a setup involved. It's not much. It's mostly just get a Pi set up with an image that they provide. Anyhow, I gotta pop out here and pop the garage and back in. So. I'll be back. W8FU.
Well, you guys keep me hopping over here. There's always something new I don't know about that I got to start looking into. Yeah, you're kind of like a wife. You keep me busy 24/7. Greg, I think it was. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't keep up myself. There's always a new toy, and then you got to evaluate it. And, of course, Sean will keep us posted on the progress with it. And, yeah, always something new. I like it. That's all I got for now. Just was curious about it, and I'm sure we'll get more news as you get it set up and operational. Dakota?
Yeah, I'm going to do a little bit more reading on it. I'm pulling in the office now, so this is going to be my final as well. But, I'll probably catch you guys later, if not tomorrow morning. So, Greg, good hearing you out here. Rick, always a pleasure. Sean, I'll catch you later. N8BBF.
Okay, 7-3's Greg and Dakota there. Always good to talk to you too. You too also. And, have a good one. I think I'm going to get out of here myself. It's nice out, but it's still a little chilly. So I think my pillow is calling me. I'm going to have to go hug that for right now. You guys take care. Good to hear you. KEAW with you.
All right, Dakota and Rick, take care. We'll talk to you soon. Sean, come back if you're still there. If not, KEAVSI, standing by.
All right, sorry guys, I got all boogered up trying to get in the garage here. Who's still here?
Dakota bailed, Rick bailed, just me as far as I know.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Oh my God. Yeah, I got to work as well. We got this parking lot, all this construction. It's usually chaos. And then today I wanted to get in the garage so I could program my radio. So I was all preoccupied when I got in a lot. But you did hear that, Greg, about the Kraken, right?
Kraken.
Yeah, good morning, Fred. And yeah, so it was a work purchase, and you're still setting it up. So that's cool. Just keep this posted. It looks like a neat little fun instrument.
Yeah, I'm hoping, obviously I'm going to use it. Probably the first place I'm going to put it to use is over on GMRS. I've got some old jokers over there, and I've been... And they're like, I can play them like a fiddle. There's a guy in particular that I talked to the other day, and whenever he comes on like clockwork, they come on to mess with him. So I'm going to coordinate with him, and just have him get out and have a nice casual conversation, and we'll have all the information we need to zoom right in on the idiots.
Yeah, I've been scanning, running into that a little bit more and more often. You know, the whole once in a great while thing you could deal with, but it's getting to be a regular occurrence, and it's just sad. And then you get the people that are holier than thou saying, "Oh, you're just jamming up everything." They spend more time complaining about the jamming up. They're doing the same thing. I just sit back and ignore it, which is what everybody's supposed to do. If everybody did that, it would go away. But yeah, I'd be need to zero in on that sort of stuff because it's just no fun for anybody.
Yeah. Well, I'm up. I got up 6:45 here and gonna have my, or just had to finish my breakfast. I put filament in the dryer again, ordered print. So, I'm downstairs. Michelle came down and said it was shocking I was up before her. She's gonna go fill in the.
Did you scare everybody up?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, well. I'm going to get back to my day here as well. Talk to you guys later. KG8VSI.
My dad was in the office, too, so he might be dealing with real job stuff. Double tire. Yeah, he might be doing real work. Silly day jobs.
Oh, what the hell? The tablet I bought
is $50 off now in the 3 weeks from I bought it. Guess I better, I gotta order tablets today, so holy hell.
Is 50 increase or decrease?
Decrease? Well, sounds like you need to buy one and return one. If it wasn't already registered to the company, I'd say yes. I did that with a Kindle. I bought them, and a few days later, they went on a huge sale, and, I called Amazon, and they're like, "Yeah, well, sucks to be you." And I was like, "Well, sucks to be you. I bought two more." I bought two, and so I bought two more as soon as they got here, and I returned them on the old device. got it brand new in the package, threw them back in the mail, back to Amazon, and ended up getting the discount. I'm like, okay. Yeah, so I got to finish, or today I need to, or this morning I need to pick the mounts, and then order all the rest of the tablets for the time clock project. And then 9 o'clock, I got to do the golf course. We're doing inventory today, and I need to push some updates to the software before they can do inventory. Well, we got 18 holes, and that's about it. Actually, we got more than that. There's like 50, both courses is like 50 plus holes, but it's the pro shops, the inventory and the pro shops. And so I figured, the restaurants do inventory, or is that kind of all just always rotating? Always the liquor, we do liquor inventories, but those are done monthly or before a big event. Pro Shop really hasn't been open since October, November-ish, so it's been kind of sitting idle. And then some manufacturers like will send stock in and then want to keep rotating stock and things, so like we have to send them updated counts because they're going to send us new inventory here and all that. But there was a bug in Club Caddy and it wasn't sorting things properly, and they've been working on it for a month. Supposedly they pushed a new fix last Friday. And I'm like, well, I'll do it Monday morning because I'm out of hours. So once I go in and push these updates, then I can, supposedly it'll sort and let the inventory inventory work better. Allegedly. It's kind of what I said, allegedly, because, yeah. But, no, booze or... We have a liquor closet that's an actual, like, almost like a walk-in cooler, but it's not cooled. That's locked, and it is full of liquor. And then we do have a huge walk-in bar cooler that is just beer and all the kegs and the distribution system and all that. You know, so there's, but those two are separate, they get counted, monthly normally, but because even though the course is closed, we still have events and all that stuff going on, so there's always, the food stocks are always, our kitchen stuff in the three kitchens are always, you know, getting rotated through.
Yep. That's one business. It sounds like it'd be pretty difficult to be in the food service, but making sure everything's top-notch.
Well, we got a really good chef and decent crew, and, you know, we've got technically three kitchens, one in Metamora and the two in Oxford, but really there's just the main catering kitchen upstairs. That kitchen's always running. And since this season, winter, we pretty much closed the Metamora kitchen. And Gimme's is closed since we closed the golf. The Gimme's kitchen's only open when the golf course is open. And then, so this is the one big kitchen there. And then we've got a walk-in freezer and two more walk-in coolers.
Yeah, allegedly the the Luckies and Davidson there is ready for the health department to come inspect him again. I don't know who's lining up to go eat there.
I don't know. We went to the one in Fenton. I was not impressed a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they haven't had an issue with the Clio, and we went there right before Christmas, but I've always enjoyed Lucky's, but all depends, I guess, on how the restaurant's being run.
Connected to CMN Network.
Oh, yeah. Well, are we going to see how far south we go today?
Yeah, I'm, I just hit the 23 split, so I'm real close right now. But I think this spot would have been a dead zone for the Flint before.
75, 23 split. No, you still have signal there. You start going further south is where it could start getting rough.
Yeah, I want to say when we first had the machine up, like I'd get around Mount Holly and that's when I'd lose it, but I don't remember, maybe the polyphaser was bad then too.
Silly polyphasers.
I wonder if that was always bad or one bad when we were using it.
I honestly can't remember. Alright. Of course, I need four anti-theft mounts, and they only have two in stock.
Yeah, I would think they would have, probably would have swept that antenna before you plugged the radio into it, so I think it would have probably been good, and probably put the burden on it, too. But I don't think I was there when that machine got plugged in.
I don't remember. Oops, there we go. It was year and a half ago or whatever it was, so I got a plan for I didn't even remember we had two UHF antennas there, so, or on the DMR, so like that was shocking to me. They're not sure, well yeah, shocking. I was like, what the heck, I don't remember that.
All sorts of antennas there.
Well.
Yeah, you got dual banders and everything over there.
Well, just the one. Just the one X50, but it's still a VHF dual UHF dual bander. Let's see what I get done this week. I want to try to get that other stuff done, and that can get taken up there. Now that I know what antennas are sitting there.
You need me to send you, Paul?
Send what?
I said, do you need me to send you, Paul?
Well, he wants to climb.
You know, like most of us, I think his climbing days are over. Mine were always over because I'm a sissy.
I actually, if you want to send me one of your Quantar files, I'm going to be doing a T25 Quantar, so it's the next Quantar to do.
You have to rename him the Quantar Daddy?
okay, I'll see what I got. Most of our, I mean, the wild card's going to be for mixed mode.
No, it's fine. I want to see how Matt, I want to see how Quantar Daddy. Well, no, he's not. You're not. Technically, he wouldn't be Quantar Daddy. TJ would be Quantar Daddy. You know, Sean would just be Quantar Uncle.
Sorry, keep getting pulled off for work stuff. So I'm going to get to it. I got the radio on here, but every time I want to jump in, then a phone call or a radio or something pops up. Makes it hard. W8FU.
Oh, my.
That's what she said.
Well, Matt Mount Holly. Well, he made it that far already. Yeah, still full scale. That old machine would have had less power when it was fully functional, wouldn't it? When the Quantar. Oh yeah, it was set to 15 or 20 watts. I forget. So yeah, it would have. We've added a few more watts to that. Yeah, giving it a lot more fire in the wire. Well, you know, Ho likes to crank things up and rip knobs off, so we just did what Ho likes. Well, you paid for the power, you may as well use it. Aw, I qualify for free shipping. Whee! Well, I'd hope so when you're buying the four tablets. Yeah, so four tablets, mounts, POE to USB-C. And then this is going on the on my plant credit card, and I got to turn around and order more four more tablets on the newspaper credit card. We can just get the 5 bucks of goodies today. I know, right? And then I got goodies that are that came in Friday that I got. Well, those are Siemens goodies, but I can play with those after I clock out. Probably make Ho happy. But yeah, I gotta order bunches of this stuff here for work this morning. And then, hoping to get the go-ahead. Suppose it was approved to replace my main computer here. And, maybe hopefully place the order to get my new computer here for my main big PC here. That exit 98 still getting the full scale is a little bit of crackle. So I lose Hurley right when you start getting south of Holly, East Holly. I lose Hurley. So if you get to Dixie, I'd be impressed because that's where we start losing Holly as well because of the hill. Yeah, I don't expect to be getting to 93. No, you're not. Dixie, you're going to be cut off. That's about it, is my guess. We do better north than south because of the damn hill. Yeah, I just went under James Bird Road and started fading in and out.
KCKJO.
Hey, morning, Tom. WSM. Yeah, I go guess that you're starting to get your mobile fluttering either, but that's to be expected now. So it's doing what I thought it would do at least. Yeah, I'm climbing back out of the hill, but yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
I was trying to see what this lady was doing over here in Richmond. Jeez. She pulls up and then she starts backing up. I'm like, what are you doing? Boy, the mentality of people in the morning sometimes, I swear. Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Lance. KCK Joe.
Oh, the 1-9 started going off.
Whee!
I think I'm going to order this one. Well, I got exit 93 in 1 mile. It's starting to, definitely starting to hit the edge of the road. It's just not how you pass it.
Let me take a guess, you're either on Holly or in the hole.
He's on Flint. On Flint in the hole. He's on Flint in the hole. There's 60 highway.
In the hole. Gosh, I used to do that for, horse shows when I used to line them up. I used to give them the number. I'd be like, you're on deck, you're in the hole, and you're thinking about it.
Well, now he's, yeah. Well, he made it to Dixie. I'm impressed with what it's doing. Yeah, that's definitely a
one sketchy area there on 75 that you just kind of go dig down deep there behind that hill.
Oh, did you just go key up the other one now? No, you're not into it yet, but you still got the little hole.
He's like an astronaut. You got that blackout period before you get back into radio contact with the capsule. Lance is in radio backup, or blackout. KCKJO.
And it should be good now. Oh, there you are. I gotcha. Did you try 2.0? You're on 2.6. Did you try Detroit?
That's about the same in the hole, I think, if I remember right. But let's start degrading right after 98. And once you hit the hole, you're done, which is kind of what I expected. It's better than I expected.
When the planets are aligned, I could hit Warren from Great Lakes Crossing. Usually I stick on Detroit for that one. It's got a higher elevation.
Out of the hole, I can hit 2.6 just fine. The machine was up on a tall tree. That one was pretty good. I think that one actually.
Well, you're kind of sketchy there, but you're making it in.
All right. Going to, go upstairs and get more drink.
Better than office by now.
Yeah, it was just about 8 o'clock, so should be pulling in about 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, the kids' day is a late day. That's right.
Somewhere, whether he's working or not.
I usually catch him on GMRS. And, you know, then we converse back and forth while we're driving. Makes the day go by faster. Not only that, we can coordinate certain things.
Yeah, that doesn't help sometimes. Definitely can help to have a push to talk sometimes.
Well, we used to just chat on cell, you know, on our cell phones and stuff while we're driving, and then we get a phone call, and then we go, hold on, I got a phone call, and then they got, you know, either one of us get a phone call, and then you know you got dead air because of the Bluetooth on the radio, so you could be driving for a half hour with nothing. So having a radio in his truck and one in mine, listen to the radio and still talk on the phone.
Yeah, that's helpful. Yeah, walking down the city center. Yeah. Yeah, that's gonna be good. One thing to get got lost with time of the the beauty of push to talk.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, usually we get a couple miles between us sometimes because of traffic, so especially when we do those long drives up to the Posse or, you know, on the west side or whatever. Yeah, you let me know a couple miles ahead of time, hey, we got this going on, that going on, so. It's like our old private little CB band that nobody knows we're on there. It makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, and they're always listening, so you don't have to fumble trying to get the phone number dialed in or whatever. You grab the mic and push the button.
Well, the thing is, too, is, you know, like I said, if we're talking on the radio and he gets the phone call, he goes, all right, I'll be right back, got a phone call. You know, and I can still listen to my radio, you know, in the process where if we're on the phone and he gets a phone call or I get a phone call, and like I said, it's dead air on the radio, so you just end up hanging up because you're bored because all you hear is road noise. KJO.
Yeah, I get that with my phone. When you're playing music through the phone, you'll hit a... when I leave my house, I don't have cell service, and then it times out before it just gives up and never stops trying to play music again. So, I'll be halfway working, and I say, oh, I never turned the music on. But anyway, I am about to go underground here, so I will say 7-3 is the easy one.
All right, have a good one, Lance. Make it an easy day today. KJL 7-3.
KJL, JP.
KJL.
Good morning, Tom. Hey, I just wanted to check and see if you ever got a hold of Blue or if he ever reached out to you about that code plug. I emailed him that day, but I got no response from him, so I figured I'd check.
Well, I told him you were going to send him an email and set something up, but I can reach out to him if he'd like.
Yeah, okay. I'll send him another email. Maybe see that one. Okay, good enough, sir. Just wanted to check in with you, see what had happened.
No problem. I mean, I didn't hear back from him, so I figured you guys touch base. So, yeah, I'll text him again and say, hey, check your emails and let him know that you sent something to him.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And, yeah, I'm just pulling up to work as well here. So, have a good one, 7-3, and enjoy the weather. I think it's supposed to finally be nice today.
All right, same to you. Enjoy the weather. I know you're going to be plowing it later in the week. 73, KZKGO.
And 8HAP, I'll be safe.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 47 degrees.
NHWRO, you hit.
I'm sorry, I missed all that. I had the volume turned way down.
Hey, Wally, good morning. NHWRO here, New Haven, at Virginia. And I think they're actually open now.
You said you're in New Haven?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm at the venue. Yeah, it looks like they're actually open. They must open earlier on weekdays, I guess.
Okay, I'm just leaving the subdivision now, so I should be there in about 10.
Alright,
I'll
probably grab that same table that we had.
Yeah, that place this time in the morning you probably have any table you want.
You guys sneaking out for breakfast again without telling me? Well, I see how you are.
Believe it or not, Sean, this is another ARPSC thingy. The team's got a meeting today with Richmond, I believe.
Yeah, Sean, it's John up in Richmond. So he did say hi, and we'll see him this morning.
I'm just pulling your leg.
If you want, we can make up a story. The tower over here looks funny. Hey, Sean, you still there? I got to tell you something about that cold plug I gave you.
Yes, I am.
I was laying there last night thinking, I forgot to put Phil's in there.
You forgot to put what in it?
Phil's repeater, KATR.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. It's easy to add.
Okay, thanks.
let me know if you see anything else that's missing or should be changed or adjusted. I'm trying to make one master one.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more. There's a few things that I would do a little differently, but not much. It's pretty much a good, solid all-rounder. And that's the thing with an all-rounder. You know, you can't really, you know, get it to everyone's, you know, like I live in a different area than you. So, you know, what I might have up toward the top of the home zone might be a little different than what you might have up toward the top. But, you know, and being a system owner, I might, you know, congeal all my, you know, FBI stuff, you know, in one spot. You know, just minor things, but as a good, as a generic, it looks really good. I was, all them simplexes, I wouldn't mind getting your thought on all that. You know, what are you thinking? I got no problem with it. It's just a couple more zones, but, you know, was there any rhyme or reason to what you got in there and what you picked? But we can talk about it later. I've got work to do.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk later. Those two are the ones that everybody's using. That was the first one, the dot one, the 441.1. That's the one that everybody used at the whatchamacallit too. When we were there, a lot of people used that. The oh, look, somebody rolled. Imagine that. Right here by the 24th Street exit. Ooh, pretty job. Nice job. Oh, two of them are down there. Yeah, but those are the ones we're using, and if you Google what you use, that's what's in every radio. It works remarkably well, but we'll chat later. W8VD, declare.
Sorry about that. I was switching over to my phone so I can use my headset. But, okay, yeah. Yeah, that's, those in particular I wasn't asking about is those two zones that were just loaded up with a whole bunch of what appeared to be rando simplex channels. I think you just called it analog one and analog two or something like that. But, yeah, again, we can discuss that. Also, I noticed that you put the Muskegon stuff in the home zone. And it's like, I get it, you know, for the weekend, but how does that differ from just a general roaming, you know, statewide one, statewide two entry? You know, why a special one for Muskegon? So anyhow, all questions we can discuss. Got to get to work. W8FU.
Yeah, I'll answer that real quick while I'm driving. I know you're walking away. That's Mount Clemens, not Muskegon. And the reason being is because, you know, most of the time when you're around work or home or things like that, there's no reason for the thing to search all over the place. So those two are Mount Clemens, and it doesn't do any roaming or anything else. It just stays at Mount Clemens. That's the reason for that. And all those simplex channels, I stole those from our buddy Jeff Narrow over there in Kent County. That radio I got from him had all of those in there, and I figured, okay, if he's going to do all that work, I'm going to steal all those frequencies. So when I make a radio up, that's all the possibilities, I think. I never really researched it, but that was the possibilities of simplex frequencies. So that's why I threw all those in there, so in case you ever wanted it. So that was the reason for that. I didn't have any work in that. I just stole those, borrowed those.
Connected to CMN Network.
Good morning, CMN Network.
Okay, yeah, I just was wondering. So that makes as much sense as anything. But no, I was actually referring to. Let me see here. I've got it up right now. Let me bring it up here so I make sure I'm giving you good information. God, I hate the sluggishness of this program. So you do, in fact, have MI-551 Mount Clemens, MI-552 Mount Clemens, and then, but then down in position 2021, you have 51 Muskegon with Rome, 52 Muskegon with Rome.
Yeah, it should say Mount Clemens. I'll look at that real quick. Oh, west. That's what it is. West and north, east. Because you can't cram all the channels in there.
Okay, yeah, that's why it's best we probably just bat phone it and with some questions. I don't really care. I just voted it. Thought, great. As long as it's got everything I want, I don't care about what extra it's got. It's the things that are missing that are troublesome. It don't look like you missed anything except for Phil's repeater. Poor Phil. All right. I get some other questions too, but I do really got to get to it. W8FU.
Yeah, we both got to get to it. Mike is here too.
All right, WBD. K4ZYQ, just wanted to say good morning, have a good day, 7-3.
See you, Joe. I'm already going to be late. WBD.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 47 degrees.
Well, that food was good. I enjoyed that place, NAWRO.
They do a nice job. I got to give them credit. But you know what amazes me? I kind of like the place. I like the atmosphere. It's a little bit newer. But the place down here, you're probably right up there near it. To the right, that Rocket place, they're always busier, and it's a lot more run down, and I don't think the food is good. The food tastes like older grease, but this place is really good. I'm really surprised that Rocket always seems to be busier.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly. I think maybe it has something to do with it's right there for the freeway. If you're getting on 94, people stop there and then head out to 94. But yeah, when you talk about a place in New Haven, I was calling people the Rocket, and it's like, but this place over there, the grill, that was good.
Yeah, I'm staring at it right now at a red light, and I'll bet you there's like 20 cars there.
It's been a while since I've been to that one, just because it's not bad. It's like you say, dated. You know, maybe they don't change the grease. One of those deals. Literally a greasy spoon.
That's weird. Oh, well. My son goes there once in a while. Maybe I'll give it another try. Maybe something's changed that I don't know about. So, yeah, the place we were just at, they're opening a new restaurant up in Port Huron. And that's where the Shelly girl that used to serve us all the time, that's where she ended up. She's working up at the new store in Port Huron area.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
The other one I like up there, and of course the one in Richmond is for breakfast at least, is Ted's Coney Island. I do a lot of breakfast is in touch. They do a good job. And the cost is reasonable.
Hey, I got a question for you. Is that barber shop in your town open on Mondays?
Negative. Matt is closed for Sunday and Monday. He's open tomorrow, and that's probably when I'm going to go.
Yeah, I tried to go there Friday, and oh my God, I felt sorry for him. Well, I guess at one break you feel sorry for him, the next break you're already so busy, but the entire benches were full of people, and I'm going, oh gosh, I'll catch you later, Matt, so maybe I'll try it tomorrow. Maybe we can grab a quick bite or something. And John, if you're listening, maybe lunch tomorrow in Richmond.
Got to give him an excuse, though. He can't come all the way out to Richmond on a work day. But, yeah, that might work out. And, yeah, I think in Matt's shop, number two chair, he's still out, I think. So if he's just got one chair, oof, man.
Yeah. One option I wish I would have gotten on this radio? Bluetooth. I wish I would have got that. They got wireless Bluetooth microphone, speaker, all the push-button controls, everything else in it. I wish I would have gotten the Bluetooth option. I think that would have been cool.
Well, that's something I haven't even really thought about, but I guess. The one thing that I'm looking for is trying to get in a little bit more of that APRS, the APRS digital radio. I'm going to look for one like a HT that has that capability. Got to have the one with the analog papers capability and try to get into it a little bit more. See what that's about. Telemetry, whatever you want to call it.
If you're looking for a deal, I'll tell you my Anytone 898, and I'll buy the newer Anytone, whatever it is.
Does that model have the APRS GPS on it? And like if someone is accidentally transmitting digital on like the Sean's repeater, can you just turn it on and get the ID?
Yes, sir. Use it all on the screen. So that one day we were up there in 13 and they fixed the, I turned it on at home, left it on for a couple days. Yeah, it goes off quite a bit, actually. I was kind of surprised how often it does peak and out.
And just to be clear, that model, I'm not used to any tone models, that is an HT, correct?
Yeah, I think Dave, the one that's with you right now, that Dave, I think he got the mobile one. I know he got the mobile one, but I don't know if that has it in it. The mobile might have it in it, but I think you're like me. You're already mobile poor.
Yeah, I'd be interested, Wally. We'll talk offline. Maybe we can make a deal.
Yeah, I'll even let you play with it. Except can't be this week. I have the radio I'm taking with me. That's my travel radio, Anytone. I like it because it's so easy to figure out. Anybody's repeater there. Plus, I want to be able to say I talked on the Disney repeater.
Copy that. No rush on that. There's no timetable on that whatsoever. Just something I'm interested in. I might even be doing one of those. What do they call it? The nodes you up and it's not really ham radio, but I can't think of the name now.
There's an all-star node, and then there's the five-star and MDVM. Either one. One's for digital, one's for analog, and then I guess they got some of them have got that can do both. That really didn't turn me on, but I just kind of like to have both. They're both really cheap. You can do both of them under $100 really easy.
All right, sir. Thanks for joining us for breakfast. I'm getting close, so I'll sign for now. Have a good one, Wally. NAWRO, clear after you.
Very good. Keep me up there. You know how it goes. So, and some of this stuff is also a learning experience. I wish I could go, but, man, if I don't get some stuff done here at work, I'm going to be a schmuck. Later, WHG.
Good morning, 1000 hours, clear, 54 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 58 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
I copied FLI, this is KSAFUW.
KF8FQW, signal check.
SQW, I think it was. This is NAWRO, Macomb County, loud and clear down here.
NAWRO, this is KF8FQW. Yeah, I just set up a mobile set up in the truck. I was just checking it out. I appreciate the response. I'm transmitting through KBACUZ. I believe that's Mayville repeater, and I'm located right up about 7 miles from Saginaw Bay, which is about 24 miles from the Mayville repeater. So I guess that's pretty good. Thank you. Over.
NAWRO, I copy that, and I do show you on the Mayville repeater on the dashboard, and you do have a very good signal in there, and it's coming down to the FBI network from Central Michigan. Sounding good. This is NAWRO. I'm in North Macomb County, and I'll be clear after your final.
Good
N-A-W-R-O. This is KF8FQW. Oh, that sounds fantastic. I appreciate the information. You have yourself a good day. This is KF8FQW. All clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU. W8FU, KZ8Z. What's happening, Sean? I'm on my way to meet Greg at a Navasota ball mountain.
Poda. Yeah, just heading south. Got to get some lunch here. Then I got a couple of places I got to go. So finish out my day down in the south end, closer to home. Always like that.
Places to go and people to see. Or people to go and places to do. I don't know. Yeah, that sounds good. Maybe you get up a little early and enjoy some of this sunny weather. Man, it's nice. But I saw next week, we're like down back in, or back down in the, it was 20s I saw, I think. That's ridiculous. But, yeah, it's springtime in Michigan. Yeah, it should be really nice. We'll still be sitting in our cars, though. A little chilly to be at a picnic table. I'm heading up Orion Road, so I'll bid you adieu. It's going to get scratchy for me, but I heard you call, so I just want to say hi. I hadn't talked to you in a while. So after your Sean, KZ8Z.
Yeah, I thought I heard a little bit of that popcorn popping in there at the end, so I actually thought I was on a different channel testing. I just programmed this radio, so I wanted to test it out over on DMR, so I'm going to pop over there and check that out. Have fun. It's a great day to be out there. It's supposed to get up to 70. I see it's only 61 right now, but and climbing. Have fun. W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KZ8KJO.
W8CD, W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 63 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
WHBB is self-test. I'm trying to test my Echo Link connection. Whiskey 8 Bravo Papa Alpha.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
Anybody listening, have an iPhone and repeater phone?
WAPD.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 67 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
WACAP.
Go ahead, EAP.
Go ahead, Mr. Compression. How am I make it in the repeater? On my balcony, pretty good.
I don't understand.
Maybe you're on narrowband. Narrowband.
I'm on my Motorola. I should sound perfect.
That's only after you drink the Kool-Aid, sir. I guess I haven't had my glass of Kool-Aid today.
Sounding.
You sound perfect. Must be my radio.
Anyways, quickly say hello. I gotta clean up some dog mess. I'll tell you about it later. Not suitable for air. All right, you probably won't want to know anyways, but I got to get up some dog food. Enjoy the outdoors. I got the windows open. KFKS, after you.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I got my windows open, too. I definitely have my windows open as well. Okay, catch you later. I'll be on the node. WAGAP. Hey, Dave, you on this one?
KJO, monitoring as usual.
Good afternoon, KJO. This is WAEAP. What's going on?
How's it going, Eric? How's the rest and recovery going?
I guess it's right about on track, I guess. Yeah, I start some new physical therapy tomorrow, so we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, you'll be up and running the track in no time.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I just want to be well enough to drive around in the next month or so. I'm getting there, though. Pretty close. I'd say about another month I could be driving. We'll see.
And then after you're done able to drive, then you can go bowling.
I was thinking pickleball. Gotta get back on the pickleball team.
No, no pickleball for me. I just went bowling on Saturday. Paying for it a little bit yesterday and today. Let's see how the rest of the week goes. I got my MRI on Wednesday for my shoulder. So let's see if I tore it up any more than it already is.
Yeah, I went to see my surgeon for my checkup. He says, yeah, you can get rid of the back brace. Well, problem with when you're on a back brace for a few months and you take it off, you're a little wobbly, let me tell you. But it's at that stage now where, you know, it's a transition between needing one and not needing one, so.
Yeah, I had that issue when I had my neck surgery. Had that thing on for 6 weeks and then taking it off, my neck was all wobbly. This is different.
Some weird beeping going on. It's not for you, then, repeater. Yeah, you're your own bobblehead. KJO bobblehead. Anyhow, are you within MI5 range?
Yeah, I'm on MI5 range, but I got my coworker on the other radio under DFRS. So I chat with him. He's about a mile and a 2 miles ahead of me.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no problem. I don't bet maybe that is your radio, giving out a beep every 5 seconds or so. That's weird. Anyhow, all right. Well, I just want to jump in here and say hi. I'm sitting out on my balcony right now enjoying the nice weather, so I'll catch you a little bit later. W8EAP.
I don't have ARPS activated on it, so, or ATRS, I'm sorry. So it might be the link, because I'm on the Central Michigan Detroit TJ's machine. And that's probably where it's coming from. KJO. KJO.
WZAKLO on the mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFA-GIC.
KF. Jeff, DRC. How you doing, Jack? WD8KLO.
I'm outside taking a sunshine. Vitamin D. Blowing the stink off.
Yeah, he's stinky, I know that.
Well, I don't know if, I just flaked the whole damn thing out. I still gotta do more raking, picking up those leaves from the winter, cleaning up litter.
Oh, wow, you're really getting after it. Well, the weather's good, that's good, I guess. I'm gonna wait a little bit. I guess it's supposed to get cold.
Well, today is not bad. Not bad at all. A little bit of blowing, but, you know, what are you going to do? You got to pick up the leaves. Out of, you know, the side street is headed. Cars coming by and blow everything out, and that's what happened. KFA, DRC.
I roger that one, Jack. Yeah, it's, my yard's still a little spongy, from all that rain we had, so I'm staying off it. I had the side-by-side out yesterday and decided not to go across the yard, so we went out on the dirt roads and went around the subdivision, had fun.
Well, that's good. I stayed inside, watched TV all day. Nothing else to do on Sunday. Didn't go nowhere.
And yesterday, and came back and set him watch TV all day. Yeah, that contest going on this weekend was pretty packed with PX and Timmy, so I probably got about that.
A lot of crackling. I don't know what you did. You're not doing a good job. Anyhow, yeah, I was on 10 meter yesterday. For 2 hours, I picked up about 15 calls from a different country.
Yeah, I switched. I went to the Holly repeater, but now I'm on the Flint repeater. Is that any better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Very clear.
Okay, Jack, I'm just now pulling in my subdivision here, so we will catch you later. Enjoy that sunshine. I'm going to get out there and get a little exercise today myself. KFA DRC from WD8KLO. Be clear after yours.
Roger, I'm out here with a t-shirt. It really is not that cold at all. Just the wind is blowing. It's not blowing that cold. All right, Greg, take care. Have a good day. KFA, DRC.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 69 degrees.
WADPD.
KFA, DRC.
Good afternoon, Jack. How's it going out there on this beautiful day?
So beautiful out here. I had to come outside, do a little work, break the leaves outside. Now I'm sitting here taking the sun with the vitamin D. Roger.
Yeah, well, I just got out of work, so I'm just learning how nice it is out here.
All right, very nice and warm. I'm sitting here with a t-shirt. And it's a little bit wet, but it's warm wind, not cold.
Yeah, well, it's just breezy enough to keep the bugs away. Yeah, what bugs? They're not out yet.
You're right, but yesterday I seen a bee going on. I was in the front yard and seeing the bee going on. I don't know what he's up to.
Well, there's not much he's going to find to eat and to gather right now, but, you know, they just do what they got to do. I'm sure they'll find something. But, I think I'll be out in the garage for a little bit when I get home, start cleaning up that mess from wintertime.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to, you know, warm them up a little bit. Get going in here and go in my garage, and that table is full of stuff. I got to clear it all out. And I got two blowers. I got to get one out of there and put it in the shed, and all the other stuff, junk out there.
Well, I never totally got rid of summer last year. The lawnmower never went up, and the big snowblower never came down, so... Just got to rearrange a few things, and as soon as I do, make that snowblower difficult, you know, we're going to get an inch or two.
Yeah, that's what I heard, like Thursday or Friday or next week, something like that. I doubt it is going to stay.
No, it shouldn't last long. I'll put it up. It doesn't take much to get it down. Not the small ones. The big one, yeah, a little bit more. But the little one, I just put a piece of plywood on top of the bigger one and stack it. And as long as I don't drop it on my own head, I'm good.
You just gotta take it easy, whatever you're gonna do with it, because that thing is heavy. Don't hurt yourself. KFA-DRC.
No, my little one's not too bad. It's 18-inch Toro, so like a little two-stroke engine and you know, the metal frame, and that's about as heavy as it is. It's not that bad.
No, it's not bad at all. I got the big one, the four. The four ones, and it's a big one. It's about $400-$500 one. And it's too hard to pick it up either. Drag it to the shed. I got a big shed in the back. Every summer I gotta take it from the front, put it in the back.
Would be nice to have a shed, but here in the city of Warren, he's got a certain size garage or larger, they will not let you have a second house building, so there's no sheds allowed. So I just built a shelf in the back, and I put the seasons up on the shelf, or the off seasons, I should say, up on the shelf.
I don't know. I call it a shed. It sounds like a big barn. I'll send you a picture, and it's really nice. It's so big, you know what I mean? When I bought the house, it was here. I just redo some of it, and it came out very good, but I had to spend good money on it to get it there.
I would do it, but I'm not allowed to, so I don't. You know how that goes. City of Salem, I like to control us.
Yeah, this one here, he put his snowblowers and all that, bikes and everything else, plus, even the four-wheeler goes in it. And really, you still have a lot of room for tools. I don't know if you like tools or not.
Sounds like my shed up north. All right, Jack, I'm pulling into the street right now. Turn it into my house in a minute. I will chat with you later. Enjoy your vitamin D. WAEPD. I'll be clear on your final.
Hi, Brian. Good talking to you. Take care. Have a fun today. KFHGIC. KE8NOR.
How's KE8NOR today from KE4ZYQ? How you doing, North?
So, KE8ZYQ, doing okay today. Thought I don't get a chance to use the radio much, so I thought I'd see if this one was still working. Over.
Well, it's working. I hear you. Hopefully you're having a good day, being as weather as it is. I can't get out because I'm not under the weather myself, so I'm existing. Let's just put it that way. No complaints, just existing. But yeah, it's KE4. Everybody tries to change my 4 to an 8, but that's okay. As long as I know what it is and I transmit properly. And I looked up a KE4 or KE8ZYQ, and I can't remember what state that person's from, but it's an actual person with a license. With everything the same, but the number. He has an 8, I have a 4. Back to you, North.
Oh, my apologies. I said that just baked into my head. But as long as the communication happens and we straighten it out, right?
No harm, no foul. When I check into nets, though, I make sure they get the right one down because they want to get credit for the right person checking into the right net. So give another bean to the pot so we keep our allocations and privileges going and our bandwidths. But you sound like you either just woke up or you're tired or hopefully you're not sick. How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm just a little after one sleepy and I can see outside, but my face is buried in a laptop screen like it is every day, so it kind of gets mesmerizing, and I think I forget where I am sometimes. But anyway, over.
Yep. Well, just forgive my observations. I've been that way since I worked years and years ago in different type of work, especially healthcare. You get used to sounds and visual signs of things, and you don't look for it. You just pick them up automatically, kind of like a detective who looks at things and picks up clues on certain things. You know, I don't consciously sit here and analyze things or people or transmissions, but I can't help it. I can't ignore certain things that you pick up on automatically. You know what I mean. But at least you're surviving, and we got better days ahead, weather at least, I hope. Not this week. Maybe not next week, but soon. I'm ready.
Connected to CMN Network.
I believe you're right. I think we got more of this weather somewhere. I think it's going to probably dip and get cold again a little bit. Remind us that it is March, but... there's a little hope anyway after being stuck at 5 degrees for a month.
Yep, KE4ZYQ, yeah, QSL that. Well, I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but I look at what my app tells me about the weather, at least in my neck of the woods. Today might have hit 70, if not more. But it looks like come Monday, next Monday, a week from today, the high might be 29. How about that?
Oh, yeah, it sounds about right. It's a roller coaster. For sure. They've been trying to predict it for at least a century and still can't predict it, except a couple hours out. But you ride the roller coaster, eh?
So, Nora, I assume that you may have had some time you took, maybe. Maybe I'm mistaken. Did you do any contesting over the weekend? I don't know if it's still going on today, but I heard it was over the weekend, so I don't get into that stuff. Even if I had an extra license or advanced, calling somebody just to get their call sign and make contacts is not my cup of tea. Everybody, you know, like going to a gathering and just asking somebody, what's your first name? Oh, Bill? Okay, good, Bill. It's good to see you. Goodbye. You know, getting everybody's first name out. No conversations, no interaction, just getting names. It's like, good for those that do it and try to get as many as they can. No qualms, no put-downs on it. Just it's not my cup of tea. Back to you.
Oh, gosh, no, Joe. I don't do any of the extracurricular activities. I barely, like I said, I just see the computer work. I barely get a chance to listen enough or even transmit once a month now, I think. But long hours at a job, and then my weekends just fill up with stuff, and there you go. So, yeah, no, nothing like that for me. Over.
Lenore, I miss your transmissions in the past when you were getting on a little more often or whatever. And I hope you have something in place that you got something to look forward to when it comes to retirement. I may be a little ways off, but hey, everybody's got to have something to look forward to. Otherwise, it gets to be mundane, as you and I both know. But just wishing the best for you. You've always been a stand-up guy on ham radio. One of these days at a swap or, Lark in the Park or whatever, more of a swap, like GM has their swap. Maybe one of these days we'll meet. Back to you.
Yeah, maybe. Well, thanks for the kind words there, Joe, and good hearing and talking to you after a long time. I got to get back on this, I think, though, or I'm going to lose my focus. So I'm going to shove my nose back in the laptop screen and try to get this done for the afternoon. But I'll let you wrap it up with your final, I guess, is what we say. See, I've even forgotten that. K-E-8, N-O-R. Clear.
Well, thanks for the QSO, and I'm glad I was able to maybe get you a little pulled away from your focused outer limits lifestyle there, get you back into a little bit of more reality and fun, even if it's just for a moment. But good to hear you out there. I miss talking to you. I mean that sincerely, all seriousness. So take care of yourself, health or otherwise, and look forward to the future contacts with you to see what's new, different, exciting, or whatever. 7-3 for now from KE4ZUIQ.
KE4ZYQ, KPMLFO.
Yeah, KE8MLF in the mobile, KE4ZYQ. I copied you on the dart earlier. I just wasn't in the talk, and I was still eating my late lunch, which is really late. Back to you.
Actually, I've been talking on this handheld so long mobile that I'm on my second battery pack for the day. So I'm now headed back home. I was wondering how my signal was. You're coming in good. I was wondering which frequency you're actually using to get in on this one. There's at least three or four of them here locally that I can hit when I'm at the base station.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. Well, I'm on the Mount Clemens, the 625. The closest one, I believe, to me, I can get into almost two or three of them. But the Mount Clements should be the best one. So you're sounding good. A little breakup, a little crackling, but being mobile, that's not unusual. But readable. Roger.
Yeah, I'm using the 442.6 Warren repeater. I'm probably would be better coming into Mount Clemens, but I don't think I even have that one programmed into this one. And I don't have my glasses to even check. But yeah, my signal should be getting better because I'm looking at this road and I'm going uphill and uphill. I just left M59. I'm headed south. And it's hard to believe that I'm going so much uphill. I must have gained 200 feet in the last mile.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. Your signal has never been a problem since you came out of frequency. I got you at about, well, I'm receiving you through the repeater, as they say. You're making the repeater and coming through to me on the Mount Clemens at a 40 over 9. So you're holding the repeater through the system, just a little crackling due to mobile activity and possible RFI in between everything. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm crossing Square Lake Road right now, which means I'm going over the bridge on I-75, which means I'm just about to be at an absolute peak right now. Would be the absolute peak for altitude. Everything from now on is a little bit downhill, but it isn't that much bigger. I'm sitting at about 850 feet above sea level right now in this area. There's some spots where it gets higher, but, man, there's some holes around here that you can absolutely disappear into, and that is for sure. I found a couple of them. But, yeah, I'm on my second battery pack today, so it's been a long morning.
KE4ZYQ, well, for your information, my last transmission, I would say you're 99.9% clear. And it was just minor little crack here and there, crackling, but nothing major at all, not even as loud as your modulation. So I give you 100% readability and clear. Definitely a big difference, and you are getting to one of the repeaters good.
Yeah, this new mobile antenna I got tuned up so much better than my own old $18 Bofang. I'm actually glad that the strain relief on the backside of that mag mount started to fall apart. Made me go out and get a new one. I started looking at it, and I was like, you never know when the SWR is going to go crazy on this and destroy your handheld radio, which happens really fast, by the way. If you got bad SWR, I do believe that's what happened to my HTX-204. It only works on UHF now. UHF puts out a triangle wave of sorts whenever you key it up. No modulation whatsoever.
Yep. Well, just a little joking but serious word of advice. Be careful how often and how long, how many times you say how much your 991A is still plugging along no matter how long you've had it. I've heard a lot of people say that, then the next day or next week, all of a sudden, bang, destiny hits. So I don't wish the worst for you by any means. You know me by now.
Yeah, I knock on wood every time I say stuff like that. But, yeah, a good 6 years out of that easy without any issues. But who knows? You know, I might go on 10 meters and find out there's an issue with it the next time. You know, these things don't last forever, but that's not true either. I've seen some really old radios still out there working. I'll probably lose you now because I'm almost decimated here. So I'm going to say 7-3. Joe, you have a good day. KE8 MLF. I'm going to be clear.
Well, Jeff, the signal got a little static, but nothing degraded much at all. So you're making a trip, just FYI, so you know where you're at and how you can get in. Definitely making the trip, doing good, whatever repeater you're getting into. The guys that run the link system knows. I know on the Hazel Park, we can tell which receive site's picking up, east site, whatever. So I think they can do that on this one, too. I could be mistaken. But 7-3 for now. Till next time, if there is one, hopefully, for either one of us. And I don't know if you got my text, you probably hadn't looked at it, but you are a VE. Veteran extraordinaire. There you are. You are a VE, a veteran. KE4ZYQ, clear. Listening out.
7-3, Joe. KE8, MLF, clear.
WBA-VHN monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
WACD.
KCKD.
Oh, what's up? I'm almost to work, but I heard you there, on and off. Been kind of busy today. Got a little bit of R&R in, but mostly work stuff. So, how's it going? Get that pretty new radio in the car yet?
Absolutely, I did. I've been talking on it. I put my, my heavy-duty Motorola, you know, thick brick mic on it. You know, the one that was on the 4550. And I put the other one on the 4550. You know, the one that, ordered that you, sent me with this radio. Or with the new Motorola. And I got that other one ordered. But it keeps popping and saying non-home channels. I'm like, why is it doing that?
What's it saying?
Non-home channel.
Alright. I can't understand what it's saying, but I'll talk to you a little bit later about it. Are you talking on it now?
Negative. I'm on my AC. I got the Motorola set up for MI5.
All right, meet me over there for a minute.
WAVD.
KCKD.
Hey, EBMI.
You're connected to CMN Network. 100 hours. Clear. 70 degrees.
Machine?
Yeah, I'm on the Detroit MI1. Yeah, I can't reach MI1. So it's pretty good. I'm over here on the plane.
Yeah, whenever somebody uses that machine, you get that beep over the hub. So you can tell you're on that machine. Ann Arbor, they're was the Chelsea repeater, but you know, Holly's deaf, it probably isn't working.
Well, I could push the truck quite a ways, and then of course, and I migrate into Holly, except for 896, and I'm north.
Yeah, I got about half of that. And I got none of that. Hey, Beatland.
I got DMR if you want to go to MI5.
I haven't put that radio in this car yet. Stuck with that MI1. Yeah, that was just static. Hey, Beatland.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima, monitoring. Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima, ENG radio check. Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima, ENG radio check, radio check. Kilo 1.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 71 degrees.
All right, 71 degrees. Oh, yeah. How was the mountain that is bald? I thought that was Greg. Was that Greg? KFADS.
KFADIT.
Detroit Rock City. I'm in your neck of the woods. I'm at Rochester and Avon.
Well, I was in Rochester and John R., and I'm just getting home in a few minutes. How you doing?
You know, Kay, I might drop into the hole here in a moment over by Yates Cider Mill. But other than that, doing good. It's nice having it being daylight at 6 o'clock. I'm enjoying the weather. How about you?
I'm enjoying the weather. About 4 hours ago, I was outside, sitting outside, collecting vitamin D.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, that explains why everybody's happy today, because we've been all in that dark winter. Now everybody seems to be polite to everyone.
That's for sure. Yeah, I see.
Jack, I'll talk to you later. I'm going down into the valley, so we'll chat with you later. KFADS.
If you come down a little bit more, I can meet you there if you like.
Out in the valley.
I'm going up the way, Jack, so, yep, down in the valley.
Oh,
Jack, I've been done. I'm on my destination, guys. Doc Ryder, KFA-DRC. Good to hear you there, Captain Don.
In the valley of the giants, ho-ho-ho. Green giant. Ho-ho-ho.
Green giant.
Phenomena.
Check out your Amish garden going.
No, I'm jalapeno. First.
Mosquito, my libido.
Later, Eric. I'm at home. KSA, Jesse.
Hey, Jack. Do you have an alarm clock that wakes you up in the morning? Or you just wake up whenever?
One day, you know, this morning I got up by alarm clock because I had to go to the doctor for a regular checkup.
There you go.
Not what you said on the morning brew. You said, I get up when I'm done ready to get up. That's what you said.
No, but when it comes to the doctor, it's different.
You know, the time change used to bother me, but not when you're not working. You just sleep in an extra hour. Big deal. Only affects you if you have to work in the morning.
But Eric, believe me, 10 years ago, I was bothered. All weed was growing because the time changed. And that's how it was before. Now.
Kilo Echo, it's Foxtrot Lima Yankee, monitor.
Hey, we'll talk later. KFA-DRC.
KFA-DRC, this is DF01. I'm just wondering how my signal's sounding.
My radio doesn't give signals because I don't have the antenna outside. It's still inside the truck. So sorry about that. Hi, Eric. I'll be on All-Star.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, the other guy, he sounded fine over here.
I was just calling in for a check. I'll be monitoring, but I'm just calling for a check, that's all. This C-double is just going to be just waiting.
Yeah, it broke up a little bit on your call sign. There's KF8 something.
FOY. This is TOS. I heard my signal was breaking up. Just calling in to see my signal. That's all I was doing. I'll just be chilling and listening. That's all.
You're doing good, but you're fading in and out like you're moving. So if you're moving, don't move. If you're in a car, then you can't help it. But yeah, your signal's cutting in and out. But all right, catch you later. Have a good one.
I know that's right.
This is WEAP. Stand by.
Thank you.
ATR.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 68 degrees.
November 8, Indigo Alpha Juliet. You kids, get off of my lawn. N-A-I-A-J.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 60 degrees.
WABD.
You're connected to CMN Network.